USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Judge Scott McAfee of Fulton County, Georgia, has decided that Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbrough will face trial together on October 23rd. He made that decision during a Wednesday hearing in Atlanta. Scott Grubman is representing Chesbrough in the case.
We respect the court's decision. Clearly, we're going to be tried alongside Ms. Powell, but we will file additional motions to make sure that the trial that we have with Ms. Powell is fair and that Mr. Chesbrough is judged on the evidence that's attributable to him.
McAfee hasn't determined if the other 17 defendants will join that trial. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv today and is expected to announce $1 billion in new aid to that country. The gift is expected to go to the Ukraine's struggling economy and infrastructure, as well as their military efforts to drive out Russian forces. A heat wave is causing schools across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast to either close or alter their schedules this week. The heat wave is expected to persist through Thursday as temperatures rise more than 10 degrees above normal. A number of schools in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan plan to modify their schedules by dismissing students early or staying closed. House Republicans are proposing an amendment to slash Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' salary to $1, intensifying pressure on him for the southern border migrant crisis. The amendment uses the Holman rule to reduce federal officials' salaries, with Republicans targeting Mayorkas for the crisis, blaming administration policies. The White House says President Biden will be taking precautions in the wake of his wife's positive COVID-19 test.
The president tested negative for COVID-19 this morning. Following negative tests on Monday night and also yesterday, he is not experiencing any symptoms, which, of course, is a good thing.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Wednesday the president will also be wearing a mask. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Vice President Harris is on an overseas mission.
Vice President Kamala Harris is taking part in a summit with Indonesia's president in Jakarta early Wednesday morning. The vice president declares the United States is ready to help strengthen the ties shared between the two countries.
There is an impressive amount of work underway between our nations as we share a desire to continue to strengthen our ties. You have made economic growth a priority, which we appreciate, and it is a priority we share.
I'm Tim Berg.
The hunt for an escaped convict has reached its seventh day in a small Pennsylvania town. That convict, Danilo Cavalcante, was sentenced to life in prison after stabbing his ex-girlfriend to death. He escaped from Chester County Prison on August 31st and was remained at large. As we head into fall, there is a concerning surge in COVID-19 infections. Hospitalizations and fatalities are on the rise, and the virus is increasingly appearing in wastewater samples. Tracking precise figures, however, has become challenging as states are no longer obligated to report data to the CDC. A song created by artificial intelligence, which is called Heart on My Sleeve and credited to Ghostwriter, has been entered for consideration at the Grammy Awards. The song, which mimics the voices of Drake and The Weeknd, went viral in April. The CEO of the Recording Academy says the song qualifies for the award category because it was written by a human. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.